They all agree.
This is a simple matter, Kanpar said to the chamber. We know that it was raining last night, and sometimes rain disperses the mists for a short time. They will return tomorrow.
But it's not raining now, one of the Khandra said, and it wasn't raining when Tarkav went out on patrol. There must have been mists in the morning for months now. Where are they?
Bah, Kanpar said, waving his hand. You worried when the mists started staying in the mornings. Now you complain that they are gone? We are Khandra. We are eternal. We outwait everything and anything. We don't gather in rowdy mobs. Go back to what you are doing. This means nothing.
No,
a voice whispered into the cavern. Heads turned up, and the entire group hushed.
No,
Haddock, leader of the first generation, whispered from his hidden alcove.
This is important. We have been wrong, Kanpar. Very, very wrong. Clear the trust, Warren. Leave only the Keeper behind. And spread the word. The day of the resolution may have come.
This comment only served to agitate the Khandra further. Sazed stood frozen with wonder. He had never seen such a reaction in the normally calm creatures. They did as they were told. Khandra appeared to be very good at that, and left the room, but there were whispers and debates. The seconds slunk out last, looking humiliated. Sazed watched them go, thinking about Kanpar's words. We are eternal. We outweigh everything and anything. Suddenly the Khandra began to make more sense to Sazed. How easy it would be to ignore the outside world if one were immortal. They had outlasted so many problems and predicaments, upheavals and riots, that anything occurring on the outside must have seemed trivial. So trivial, in fact, that it was even possible to ignore the prophecies of one's own religion as they started to come true. Eventually, the room was empty, and a pair of beefy members of the fifth generation pushed the doors closed from outside, leaving Sazed alone on the floor of the room. He waited patiently, arranging his notes on his desk as the members of the first generation hobbled out of their hidden stairwells and joined him on the floor of the Trust Warren.
Tell me, Keeper,
Haddock said as his brothers seated themselves.
What do you make of this event?
The departure of the mists, Sazed asked. It does seem portentous, though admittedly I cannot give a specific reason why.
That is because there are things we have not yet explained to you,
Haddock said, looking toward the others. They seemed very troubled.
Things relating to the first contract and the promises of the Khandra.
Sazed readied a sheet of metal paper.
Please, continue.
I must ask that you not record these words, Haddock said.
Sazed paused, then set down his pen.
Very well, though I warn you, the memory of a keeper, even without his metal minds, is very long.
That cannot be helped, said one of the others. We need your counsel, Keeper, as an outsider.
As a son, another whispered.
When the Father made us, Haddock said, he gave us a charge, something different from the first contract.
To him, it was almost an afterthought, one of the others added. Though once he mentioned it, he implied it was very important.
He made us promise, Haddock said, each of us. He told us that someday we might be required to remove our blessings.
Pull them from our bodies, one of the others added.
Kill ourselves, Haddock said.
The room fell silent.
You are certain this will kill you? Sazed asked.
It would change us back to mist wraiths, Haddock said. That is the same thing, essentially. The Father said we would have to do it, another said. There wasn't a mite about it. He said that we would have to make certain the other Chandra knew of this charge. We call it the Resolution,
Haddock said.
Each Chandra is told of it when he or she is first birthed. They are given the charge, sworn and ingrained, to pull their blessing free, should the first generation command it. We have never invoked this charge.
But you're considering it now? Sazed asked, frowning. I do not understand. Simply because of the way that the mists are acting?
The mists are the body of preservation keeper,
Haddock said.
This is a very portentous event.
We have been listening to our children discuss it all morning,
another said,
and it troubles us. They do not know all the mists represent, but they are aware of their importance.
Rashik said that we'd know, another said. He told us. The day will come when you have to remove your blessings. You will know when it arrives.
Haddock nodded.
He said that we'd know, and we are very worried. How can we order the deaths of all of our people?
Another asked.
The Resolution has always bothered me. Rashik saw the future,
Haddock said, turning.
He held the power of preservation and wielded it. He is the only man ever to have done so. Even this girl of whom the Keeper speaks did not use the power. Only Rashik, the father.
Where, then, are the mists?
Another asked. The room fell silent again. Sazed sat, pen held in his hand, yet not writing anything. He leaned forward.
The mists are the body of preservation?
The others nodded.
And it has disappeared?
Again a nod.
Does this not mean, then, that preservation has returned?
That is impossible,
Haddock said.
Preservation's power remains, for power cannot be destroyed. His mind, however, was all but destroyed, for this was the sacrifice he made to imprison ruin.
The sliver remains, another reminded. The shadow of self.
Yes, Haddock said. But that is not preservation. Just an image. A remnant. Now that ruin has escaped, I think we can assume that even